Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, welcome to this episode of Lantern. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have a nice story. Let's listen to it. The title of today's story on this program, Lantern, is Don't Change the World. Once upon a time, there was a king who ruled a prosperous country. One day he went for a trip to some distant areas of his country. When he was back to his palace, he complained that his feet were very painful because it was the first time that he went for such a long trip. And the road that he went through was very rough and stony. He then ordered his people to cover every road of entire country with leather. Definitely, this would need thousands of cow's skin and would cost a huge amount of money. Then one of his wise servants dared himself to tell the king, "Why do you have to spend that unnecessary amount of money? Why don't you just cut a little piece of leather to cover your feet?" The king was surprised, but he later agreed to his suggestion to make a shoe for himself. There is actually a valuable lesson of life in this story. To make this world a happy place to live, you better change yourself, your heart, and not the world. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we'll listen to the scholar's note on this story.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with making a change in ourselves in order to experience a better life. Some people might expect that something like a magic should come down from the heaven in order to make a change, a great change, a great positive change in their lives. Such an expectation is really illogical and quite irrational. From this perspective, it must be indicated that those people who want a great change to happen to them, ab initio, without any background, there must be some people who seldom believe that one of the great changes, one of the great causes of making a positive change in one's own life is the individual himself. From a social perspective, it must be indicated that the Holy Quran asserts it in another way. The Holy Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi-anfusihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't make any change in the life and times of any community unless they themselves, the whole community, decides to do this. It has got, the same Quranic verse has received the various interpretations. So one of them is that in order to come up with this social change, with this great social change, first of all, but all individuals should be ready to make this change. This change shouldn't be imposed on them. Rather, people themselves should come to experience it. This is one point. Another point in this regard is that when all individuals are intent to make such changes in their own behavior, there must be a social appeal for this positive social change or for this positive mass change in the whole community. there's a it shows that there must be a relation, a close relationship between this individual want or this individual desire and that social consequence. Elsewhere in the Holy Quran, in this regard, it must be indicated that the Holy Quran says, in continuation of that, of the same Quranic injunction, it says that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides something specific to happen to a community or to a people, nothing would prevent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from doing it.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Based on these indications, I mean this indication and other similar verses, or the accounts of other pre-Islamic prophets as retold in the Holy Quran and indicated in the Holy Quran, it must be indicated that the Islamic belief system and the sociological aspects of the Islamic belief system shows that people themselves should desire to make a change, and they themselves should be willing to receive that change based on their own performance. Imagine that in a community there's a divine prophet, and that divine prophet's statements are all true, and he's a real well-wisher for and to his own community. However, you find that, I mean, those people who are over there, I mean, individually speaking, each and every individual in that community, and socially speaking, all of them may not want to pay any attention to the good words and advice of that divine prophet. For example, consider the case of the prophet Noah. The prophet Noah was a divine prophet, and he was a well-wisher for the whole community. Instead of listening to his advice, people came to make fun of him. People came to disrespect him. Or, for example, the same happened in the case of the prophet Abraham. Well, according to the Holy Quran, we find that the prophet Abraham was exiled from his hometown, I mean, which was in Iraq, in present-day Iraq. First of all, he was thrown into the fire, and then he was exiled. He was sent into exile from his hometown, and then he went to Palestine, and from Palestine he had to take one of his wives to Mecca in Arabia, in the desert of Mecca. And the whole story is available in the Holy Quran. You find that, okay, these two prophets, at least these two prophets, were really good, well-wishers for their own communities. However, as people, I mean, those people didn't want to pay attention to the advice that these two divine prophets they gave them, and they wanted to direct them from ignorance to knowledge and from darkness to light. You find that the lives of that community never changed anywhere, in any way. Rather, they were indulged in the darkness more and more. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, May Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن.